This is Rio Pacino with another Bearing Point podcast. I'm joined by Hitesh Ankhlesaria, who is Senior Manager of Infrastructure Solutions for the Risk Compliance and Security Practice at Bearing Point. Thanks for joining me on this podcast, Hitesh.
Pleasure is all mine, Rio.
Now, Hitesh, on this podcast, we're going to talk about outsourcing vendors and categorizing by risk. First off, define the risks and talk about the importance of actually doing this.
Sure. I mean, people have gone through some of the recent headlines about how data has been exposed, and some of these identity data creates big news in the paper, and there are risks associated with that. I mean, the number one risk is reputation risk. But reputation and brand risk kind of builds up from other risks associated with these vendors, and some of them are country risk, operational risk, and compliance risk. And when we talk about vendors, the vendors could be onshore vendors or they could be offshore vendors, and that's where the country risk comes into play. So because of all these risks associated with dealing with your vendors, organizations now face another challenge as to how they can extend their security boundary towards these vendors also, because to a client, it is their data. They don't care whether it is residing within the organization or it is residing half the world away at some other location. So for them, when they are doing work or when they are banking with their organizations, they think their data is secure. So it's a new challenge which countries, not countries, but rather organizations are facing.
Can you discuss the landscape of vendors and some of the challenges they face?
Sure. When we talk about vendors, we're talking about third-party service providers. So third-party service providers could go anywhere from the guys who do landscaping on-site to the guys who actually work with production data and the actual personally identifiable information. Now, these people could reside, again, as I said before, could be onshore or offshore, and the trend these days are to move most of this work offshore. And So the sensitivity of that data being moved offshore increases manyfold. So on one side, you have the laundry service guys or the landscaper guys who potentially have some risk associated with them, but the risk is not as great as the third-party service providers or vendors who actually handle the personally identifiable information.
How about the importance of actually categorizing the vendors based on those type of risks?
Now, let me answer that question by an example. Organizations have as many as, I mean, one of the recent ones that we worked had as many as 800 vendors that they deal with. The organizations can't do an assessment, a security assessment or a risk assessment of all their 800 vendors. They can actually do it, but think about doing one assessment a day, you would come back to the same vendor in approximately 3 years. And the risk landscape would have changed in that 3 years. So organizations need to funnel their energy, their resources to the high-risk vendors. And so how would organizations know which are the high-risk vendors? So what we have done is we've tried to help clients in doing a categorization of these vendors based on a risk quotient that we assign to these vendors. And the way to assign them are by asking them certain questions, and we'll go in more detail as to how we do the risk categorization.
Now let's talk about that. How can one actually assess risk?
So what we have done is we have created a model, a tool, wherein you have the vendor in front of you or a designee of that vendor in front of you, and you ask them questions around what kind of data would they be doing work with, whether that work is going to be done onshore, on-premises, or offshore, where is that data residing, is it onshore or offshore, is that data portable, can they take a printout and go with that data, or is it just displayable on the screen? When you ask these kind of questions, and depending upon the answers that we get from these vendors, we can assign a risk quotient to them. So an example would be the offshore developers. would be doing work with sensitive data, but that is now offshore, number one. Number two, they are working with sensitive data. Number three, they could print that out. So the risk quotient is high for these vendors. So you need to make sure that the client or the organizations cover themselves from a liability perspective, make the offshore vendors aware that if things go wrong, then the liability would reside with the offshore vendors also, and their reputation or their brand would also be affected in addition to their own. So you can do this by multiple ways, and we talk about the risk mitigation in a short while.
Yeah, let's talk about that. I mean, what's next after that? What do I do, or what action do I take after assessing risk?
So once you do a risk assessment, there would be some gaps, there would be some deficiencies that we find. I mean, if a vendor comes out with a quotient which is very low, then we know that vendor is doing all its work properly. And one thing, Rio, that we didn't actually talk about is how do we put the different vendors in these buckets. So what the tool does is once you ask all these questions, we convert the quantitative answer or quantitative number into a qualitative analysis, and we assign them color codes, and the ones that we have used align themselves with the homeland color coding scheme for the security. So at any point of time, one of the vendors would fall into five buckets. And the colors would be red, orange, yellow, blue, and green. Green being low risk, red being the vendor with the highest risk. So now we know that the vendor with the high risk, which is red in color, would need to be assessed differently and need to be assessed more frequently than the vendor with the green risk. So we need to kind of somehow define a risk mitigation activity map which says that vendors, based on their risk quotient, you need to do A, B, C, and D. And the A, B, C, and D would be their MSAs with high-risk vendors would have more stringent language. It could be that multiple assessments would be performed with these vendors to make sure that they are handling the data properly and they have tight security controls in place. Number three would be on-site visits to check for physical security, to think about how they solve BCP, business continuity plans, and how they do disaster recovery, whether they have that on paper or whether they actually perform these tests. Those things would come out when you do an on-site interview or an on-site visit to these vendors. So what we have done is once we know from the risk categorization tool what vendors have high risk, we have created a risk mitigation activity map which tells the clients what they need to do to make sure that the data is being handled and is protected.
Now, Tesh, before we end this podcast, are there any final words on this particular topic today?
One of the things that we've seen is clients and organizations or enterprises do these risk assessments on a one-off basis. What actually needs to happen, we believe, which would go a long way, is to do this on an ongoing, sustainable basis. They should have some kind of compliance or a risk program which should make sure that the different organizations or the different business units within the organization talk to each other and have a program which would enable them to have a consistent message across to all these different vendors so that not only do they protect their data, but the vendors would also know that, hey, you know, these guys know what they're doing. We need to make sure that we are handling their data in a secure and a risk-averse manner.
Hitesh Ankalsaria is Senior Manager of Infrastructure Solutions for the Risk Compliance and Security Practice at Bearing Point. Thanks so much for joining me on this podcast, Hitesh.
Thanks, Rio. Pleasure was all mine. I've had such a pleasure.